Gentlemen, this is C.P. McGregor speaking. Welcome to your Hollywood Theater of Stars, which brings you each week a distinguished performance by a star of your choice. This week's star, Robert Mitchum, has in a short time become one of the most sought-after young stars in motion pictures. And we're delighted to present Bob in a story as exciting and dramatic as his own career has been. It's a boxing story titled The Powder Puff Kid. The story of a fighter who found that romance packs the kind of a wallop never found in the ring. Act one in a moment, but first, your announcer. Rises on Act One of The Powder Puff Kid, starring Robert Mitchum as Danny Ware. We're at the ringside McCoy Stadium when the main event between Danny Ware and K.O. Jackson is reaching a climax. In Danny's corner, Pops Keeler, the venerable fight handler and Danny's manager, shouts instructions, oblivious to the clamor of the crowd.
Left, Danny! Now! Now the left! That's my baby!
The winner by a knockout in 2:10 of the third round, Danny Ware!
Worthington, Pops.
Come on in, Doc. Let him in, Joe.
Well, the scene of victory. Laughing faces, smiling eyes, and all hearts burn with joy, and no one envies no one.
Doc, wasn't the kid wonderful? Wasn't he great?
A very masterful job, all in all. Where is our gladiator?
He's in the shower. Hey, is that Joe?
Yeah.
Get a handful of towels and get the kid out of that shower and get him into some clothes.
Okay.
What does he think he's doing, dolling up for the junior prom? I tell you, Doc, I never seen a kid come along like this one. This fight tonight will cinch the Reed fight. Then we're headed for Madison Square.
Yeah, you have it all figured out on that masterful old gray head of yours, haven't you, Pops?
And why shouldn't I? Am I nuts to be so high on this kid?
No, I wouldn't say you're nuts.
Besides, I got a rare combination here. A boy that can fight and a boy that's got sense. A little headstrong, maybe, but Danny's got sense.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, did you notice Mademoiselle de la Parfume sitting at ringside?
Darling?
None other. She was a symphony in formaldehyde. I think she pours it on like a bald man pours on hair tonic. Yeah, she's around a lot lately, isn't she?
Well, it's not serious. She's a would-be actress, you know, with glamour. Never saw a fighter yet that didn't go for it, one time or another. He'll get over it. The way that left hand was working tonight. Dynamite.
Here comes our young Adonis now.
Well, hello, Doc.
Hello, Danny.
And you old sweetheart, are you satisfied?
Oh, boy, you are all right.
All right?
All right.
Oh, you'll do. Still a little wet behind the ears, but you'll do.
That's what I like about Pops, Doc. He builds me up so. Why, you old sweetheart, if you ever told me I was great, I'd hang up my gloves and go back to driving a cement truck. Well, come on, Doc. Let's get the autopsy over with.
Just the hands, Doc. Skip the other stuff.
The hands. A very important piece of equipment to a fighter. How is the left hand, Danny? Any pain?
Not a bit.
I think it's going to be all right.
Okay. Am I through? Can I go now?
Yeah. Get your coat on, kid. We got a big steak feed all set up over at Schroeder's. Doc and Bonnie and the whole gang.
Oh, wait a minute. I guess I forgot to tell you. I got to check out on you tonight.
Oh?
Yeah. Darlene was invited over to some shindig. I told her I'd take her.
But we had this thing planned, kid. Bonnie bought a new dress.
I know. I guess I should have told you sooner. You understand, of course, Pop.
Oh, sure, sure.
What I need is a social secretary. Hey, where's my coat? I better be going. I'll see you in the morning, Pops.
All right, Danny. Don't stay out too late.
Well, good morning, Pops.
Danny.
And Bonnie, my little buttercup.
Oh, Danny, where? Put me down.
Oh, don't I even get a little smile this morning?
No, you don't. After last night, you don't deserve anything.
Ooh, so I'm in the doghouse with you, too. Bonnie, I never thought this would happen to us.
Oh, you didn't, huh?
Never. After all that you've said to me, after all that's gone between us.
You always have to tease me.
Sure.
Well, why?
Because you're so cute. Why you ever worked for the sourpuss, I'll never know. You ought to meet a nice young man and settle down.
I've given that some thought, too.
Oh, you have, huh? Well, you better let me see him when you make up your mind. I've got to approve of him, you know. Now, you run along and get yourself a cup of coffee or something, will you? I've got to talk to the boss.
Goodbye, Danny.
Scoot.
Okay.
Sweet little kid, isn't she?
I didn't know you knew.
Hey, what's the matter around here this morning? Don't I get a civil word from anyone?
Forget it. Forget it. Kid, I got good news for us. Here's a telegram confirming the Reed fight.
Hey, that's great.
When we get over that hurdle, kid, you're really going to be on your way.
We're over it now. Reed won't be tough.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Cocker, the walk. Slow down a little. This is going to be a big fight. You're going to train for this one like you never trained before. You're not Gene Tunney. Not yet. Don't ever forget that.
All right. Just because I break a little date with you last night, I come in here this morning and I get both barrels.
You're getting both barrels because I want you to realize champions don't grow on trees. Fighters, maybe, but not champions. You gotta work. And you gotta really work hard. You gotta have your whole heart and soul in it. What you do to your friends in your leisure time, that's your business.
Pop, look. You know, I was really sorry about last night.
I know. And, kid, I hate to shout at you this way. Let's forget the whole thing.
All right, sweetheart. Now, get out that moth-eaten checkbook of yours. I need some money.
Okay, kid. How much?
Oh, $1,000.
$1,000?
You heard me. Come on, give.
Okay, it's your dough. I should say it was your dough. Here.
Thanks. Well, I better get going. Darlene's waiting for me down in the car.
Oh,
well.
I wonder whatever in the world has happened to you.
Honey, I'm sorry I kept you waiting. You know Pops, Darlene.
Oh, yeah. How are you, Pops? You're the little man that carries the water bucket, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I kind of help out where I can.
Oh, don't stand up, please. Wasn't Danny simply wonderful last night?
Well, he won the fight.
Oh, but it was so exciting, so terribly thrilling, and I was so afraid that other man had hurt Danny, and he's so pretty.
Oh, you're sweet.
Darling, don't you think we'd better be running along now? It's getting so late, and we've a long trip ahead.
Hey, Pops, I guess we had better scamper. We're driving up to Tall Pines.
Tall Pines? Hey, that is a drive. You better be on your way.
I don't see how I'll ever get back from my first show.
You're at the 31 Club, ain't you, Miss Greer?
Oh, yes, but that's only temporary. I've been promised the part in George Grant's new play, a simply wonderful part.
Yeah? How interesting. Say, that's some bracelet you're wearing.
Thank you. Danny's so sweet. He knows I just adore emeralds. Come along, darling. Oh, Pop, don't you think it's rather nice of me to help Danny relax? Poor boy, he works up to such a tension.
I think it's great. Everybody wants to get into the act.
You're cute. You know, my grandfather had gray hair. just like yours. Come on, darling.
I'll see you later, Pop.
So long, Pop.
So her grandfather had gray hair, just like mine.
Bonnie! Bonnie! Bonnie!
Pop, what in the world got into you?
Where you been? Where's Doc Worthington? He was supposed to be up here the first thing this morning.
Oh, he's here now.
What's all the screeching in here? Must you blow your top all over the place?
I got a right to blow my top. Dame is leading that crazy kid around by the coattails.
She must be 10 years older than he is.
You said a mouthful there, Bonnie. Doc, we gotta do something.
If you recall, I said something to that effect last night.
All right, so you discovered it first. What are we gonna do?
Well, there's an old saying, divide and conquer. Why don't you separate them?
How?
Very simple. Danny's going into training for the Reed fight. Get him out of town. Way out of town.
Sure. How about the North Pole, say?
That's too cold. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Wait a minute. Say, that's a great angle, Doc. At least for the present.
What, the North Pole?
No. Let's see. Where can we go? Tall Pines. I got it. Bill Stillwell's place up in Tall Pines.
Well, sounds good.
It's perfect. Huh, funny. They give me the idea. They're driving up there today. She's working here in town, and it's too far to commute. Can you get the place, Doc?
It's a cinch.
Great. Now I'll talk to the kid. Don't say anything about this, will you? He may be a little tough to handle, especially if he thinks there's something behind all this. But don't worry. I'll fix it.
Hey, Pop.
Just a minute, kid. Be right with you as soon as I sign this letter.
Oh, what are you so chipper about this morning?
Me? Oh, no, I guess it's because my lumbago's gone.
Oh, hiya, Pop. Here's the mail.
Your lumbago all gone too, Bonnie?
Oh, of course. Sure.
Well, come on, Pops. Come on. I got to get out of here.
Just a shake. How was the ride up to Tall Pines?
Terrible.
Yeah? Oh, that's pretty nice cuddly up there.
Sure it is. Now, look, will you come on, Pops? I got to get out of here.
Now, wait a minute. Danny, I've been doing a lot of thinking about the Reed fight. We got to really level on this one.
So?
So, I think it'd be a good idea to kind of get out of town.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, where we could really bear down on it, see? And I tell you what, I got the ideal place picked out.
Where?
Bill Stillwell's place up at Tall Pines.
Tall Pines?
Now, wait a minute, kid. Wait a minute. It's a perfect place.
Don't misunderstand me. That's great. It's almost miraculous.
Yeah?
Sure. And all the time it was worrying me how I was going to get up there and back. You see, Pop, Darlene enrolled in the Tall Pines Summer Theater School yesterday.
Curtain falls on Act One of The Powder Puff Kids, starring Robert Mitchum as Danny Ware. Robert Mitchum and our distinguished cast of Hollywood radio players return for Act Two after this timely message from your announcer. Curtain rises on Act Two of The Powder Puff Kids, starring Robert Mitchum as Danny Ware. We're up at Tall Pines, and the inevitable has happened. Danny Ware, in training for the Reed fight in a crack at Madison Square Gardens, has overstepped his bounds and stayed out too late with Darlene Greer, who has been acting all over the place at the Tall Pines Summer Theater. It's early morning, and Pops is plenty upset as he wakes up Danny.
Danny, get out of there.
Yeah, what's that?
I said get out of there. Get up.
Oh, it's so early, Pops.
Well, you wouldn't think it was so early if you'd get in at a reasonable time. What happened to you anyway?
The car broke down.
I've heard that one before. What do you think we're running up here, a powder puff derby? Now, come on. We're going to do a little road work this morning. We're going to hit the road. And how we're going to hit it.
Oh.
driver.
4 miles.
I'll make him feel it. I'll teach him to stay out late. How you doing back there?
Nothing to it, sweetheart. Nothing to it.
To hear. You want to take a breather?
Are you kidding? The kid's not.
Wise guy, step it up a little. What's the speedometer say now?
9 miles coming up.
Come on, pick him up, pick him up. Are you all right?
Just a breeze, Stone. Just a breeze.
I got a hand it to that kid. More stamina than a bull. All right, head back to the place.
I thought I heard somebody say something about taking a workout this morning.
Listen, Junior, you're only beginning. Get over and get a shower and grab some breakfast. I want you to get some work on the heavy bag.
Whatever you say, sweetheart.
And don't call me sweetheart.
Okay, sweetheart.
Kid, you promise me you'll be a good boy from now on, will you?
Whatever you say, Pop. Look, I'm sorry about last night.
It's okay, kid. Now, hustle along. Hey, Jerry.
Yeah, Pop?
I may have to go into town today. See that he gets a lot of work on the heavy bag, will you? And then maybe the light bag and a little calisthenics to level off. And I want him to get a good rest this afternoon.
Right, Pops.
You sound like you'd had the workout.
I have that dame. What are we going to do with it? She keeps him out late. She spends all his money. Why, if the kid didn't have a nickel, she'd drop him like a hot potato.
And you, Mr. Mastermind, you had to encourage it.
How was I to know there's a little theater up in this joint? Anybody call?
Yeah, Doc called. He said he's picked up a couple of good boys, and he said you were coming into town today to look them over.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm looking up good boys to spar with the kid. The way this Powder Puff Derby is being run, we ought to bring up Betty Grable and Lena Turner. Well, I better get on my horse. Hey, Bonnie.
Yes, Pop?
Here's the keys to the coop. I'm taking the other car into town. Now hang on to him.
There's nothing I'd rather do.
I want him to rest this afternoon. Here. If the kid wants to get down to see Darlene at the little theater, he'll have to ride a horse.
Now hide all the saddles, too. I'll fix him.
Well, don't worry. He promised he'd be a good boy. I'll get back as early as I can.
Speak to Danny, please.
Who's calling?
You know very well who's calling.
I'm sorry, but Danny's very busy. He's going to have a fight, you know.
Aren't you sweet to tell me? And do they wear boxing gloves, my dear?
Not in my league, they don't.
Now, come on. Come on, Buttercup. I've been waiting for that call. Hand over.
Must I?
Yes, you must. Now, scoot out of here, quickly. Hello, Sugar.
Danny, that girl was very rude to me.
Oh, don't mind Bonnie. She's just a sweet little kid following Pop's orders. You know how strict he is.
I think she's extremely rude, and you should get rid of her immediately.
Forget it. How are you, Sugar?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Did I keep you up too late last night?
Mm-mm. But say, I thought you were coming over here today.
Oh, are the photographers there?
No, honey, they'll be up later in the week.
Oh, well, darling, we're just so busy here. So much work to do on the set, you understand, don't you?
Oh, sure.
But why can't you come down here?
Well, I better not, Sugar. Pop raised the roof about last night.
Oh, and I did want to see you so badly. And we've got so much work to do on the set here. We just need somebody big and strong.
Now, Sugar, Pop's went into town, and I promised him I'd be a good boy and stick close.
Well, darling, if he's in town, you could pop down here in a minute and get back. He'd never know the difference.
Well, I really shouldn't.
Oh, darling.
All right, Sugar, you win. I'll be down.
Oh, that's wonderful. Bye, sweet.
Hey, Bonnie. Bonnie! Come here, Buttercup.
Oh, no, you don't. I know you when you get that look in your eye.
Oh, come on. Come over here and sit on Papa's knee.
Well, I really shouldn't.
Now tell me, what makes you so cute?
It's the ham in me.
Oh, Buttercup, you know you really shouldn't talk to my friends that way.
Well, I don't talk to your friends that way.
Buttercup, where are the keys to the coupe?
I don't know.
Oh, yes, you do. Now, come on. I'm going to drive down to the little theater for a while.
Danny, you promised Pops.
Well, what's the difference? I'm not committing any crime. A simple drive down and back, that's all. Besides, you'll never know the difference. Now, come on. Tell me where the keys are.
I will not.
Please?
No, Danny, no.
All right. I'm going down to that theater if I have to walk.
Danny, please.
You heard me.
All right. The keys are in Pop's dress drawer.
Now, that's a good girl.
I guess you know you always get your way with me. You really shouldn't go down, though, Danny. Oh, Pops. Oh, I'm so glad you're back. Something terrible has happened.
Yeah, well, what? What?
Danny, he went down to the little theater with Darlene. He was helping with the sets, and he hurt his hand.
Where is he?
He's inside.
Call Doc. Tell him to get up here as fast as he can.
Had to be your left hand, didn't it, Danny?
Yeah. Yeah. But I tell you, Doc, it really doesn't hurt much, really.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Doc?
I don't like the looks of it, but I won't say anything until we see the x-rays. I'm sure it's going to be all right. There's a receiving hospital about 20 miles down the road. I think we can get the pictures taken.
Okay. Let's get going.
Oh, Pops, can I speak to you a minute?
Come on, this is a hospital, not a morgue. You've seen the pictures. What's the answer?
Better tell him, Doc.
Danny, I'm afraid that hand, the way things are, will never hold up in the ring. I've never seen one quite like it before.
But it really doesn't hurt, Doc.
I wouldn't talk like this if I wasn't sure, Danny.
Okay, all right. At least we know where we are. Let's get back. You can drop me off at the theater. I want to talk to Darlene.
Don't you want us to wait for you, son?
No, Darlene will bring me home.
Curtain 5 minutes.
Oh, well, darling, this is a surprise. Don't you love my costume? Isn't it simply beautiful?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just got back from the hospital, sugar.
Oh, yeah, your hand. How is your hand?
Well, it's pretty bad.
Oh, tell me what happened.
Doc says I'm all through.
Oh, really?
Washed up, finished. I had a little trouble with his hand before.
Well, does this mean that you won't fight anymore?
I guess that's it.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. And I think it was all on account of me.
It wasn't your fault. It wasn't anybody's. It was an accident.
Oh, you would say that, wouldn't you? Oh, you poor darling.
Come here, you.
Please, Danny, you're spoiling my makeup.
Well, I feel better. I was worried.
Worried? How silly.
Well, I was, though. I made a lot of plans for you. I built a lot of castles.
Darling, aren't you being terribly dramatic? Here, help me with this strap.
You know, it's going to cause some changes, sugar. You know, the only thing I ever did before Pops picked me up was to drive a truck.
Really? Well, nothing wrong with driving a truck.
You don't mind?
Of course not. Surely you aren't worried about that. Oh, you'll get along. It'll work out all right.
Sure. Funny, I wanted to come right to you.
Well, when you're in trouble, darling, you should always come to your friends.
What's that?
I said you should always come to your friends.
Now, look, I've got a lot of friends right up on the hill in that training camp. That isn't why I came to you.
Please, don't shout.
Oh, I'm sorry, sugar. I'm a little upset. But I do want to know one thing. I want to know that this doesn't make any difference to you.
Danny, I'm just about to go on.
I want you to tell me.
We can talk later.
We can talk now.
Danny, aren't you being a little ridiculous?
Ridiculous? Ridiculous.
Danny, I'm trying to sympathize with
you. Now, look, I want more sympathy than that. I want an answer.
Who do you think you're shouting at?
I'm shouting at the girl who said a lot of things I believe. Now, listen. I just had the props pulled clear out from under me. I just had the sky cave in on me. I need help.
Get your hands off of me.
Brother, when the walls come tumbling down, they really tumble. All right, sugar, you can stop the masquerade now. This is where I came in.
Here he comes now. He's walking. Hello, Danny.
Hello, Pop. Doc.
You walked home. I knew we should have waited for you.
I only walked part of the way. I hitched a ride. Can I see you a minute inside, Pop?
Sure.
Sit Pops, I've wanted to apologize to you for everything. You know, I've been an awful sucker.
Yeah, talk to Darlene?
Yeah. I want you to know one thing, Pops. I want you to know how grateful I am to you.
You're going to be more grateful when I tell you this. There's nothing wrong with your hand.
What?
Nothing that a couple of days' rest won't fix. Doc and I framed you, Danny. We had to straighten you out.
Well. Well.
Pretty good actors, eh?
You're good actors. That's better than you see in a picture.
But with a purpose, Danny.
Yeah. Say, where's Bonnie, Pops? I want to take a walk. I want to breathe a little fresh air.
And so the curtain falls on Act Two of The Powder Puff Kid. Our star, Robert Mitchum, will respond to a curtain call right after this important message from your announcer. Now I want you to meet the star of...
The Yesterday USA Superstation. Official voice of the National Museum of Communications.